This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Sean, thank you so much for hopping on the Hub this evening to chat about your journey to becoming a young business owner, someone who founded a business in college. You may have heard of it if you're listening this evening. It's called Fear Jewellery. And Sean, thanks for sparing the time to have a chat with us this evening. I really appreciate it. But for anyone who hasn't come across Fear yet, can you share with us the story behind the brand and where the idea came from in the first place?
Yeah, for sure. Dave Gokdina, delighted to be here. Thank you very much. So the idea of Fear came about when I was actually in second year of college. And just to rewind a small bit before that, I probably consider myself a serial entrepreneur. I would have done every side hustle under the sun that you can possibly think of growing up as a kid, from selling sweets in school to iPhone cases to teaching Irish grinds to trying to sell clothes online to sell supplements during COVID. I've really done it all. So I suppose jewellery was the next thing on my list because it's something that I used to always wear myself. And something that once I researched the Irish jewellery market on a first look, I suppose I had so much experience running all these side hustles on social media platforms that I thought, there's a bit of a gap in the market here. And then diving a small bit deeper then, I'm a fluent Gael Gore. I would have went to primary and post-primary fully true Irish. So combining my three passions of my love for the Irish language, business and jewellery, that's where Fear Jewellery came about.
There's a real simplicity to the designs that you're using for Fear as well. And that is so relatable and it has so much meaning. Do you think that people are just craving that connection to identity, especially when they're away from home as well?
I think so, absolutely. And I suppose that's another reason why I started the brand, because it's well known that the Irish diaspora is one of the biggest abroad in the world, and so many young people traveling these days, including a lot of close friends and family relatives. I knew that having that small sentimental piece of jewellery, like jewellery that actually held some bit of meaning, would really sell well. And it still is to this day, which I'm delighted. And I've heard so many different stories and seen so many different videos. Only a couple of days ago, some girl put up a video there on TikTok of receiving our jewellery as a gift all the way over in Australia, and she was brought to tears. So that was a real touching moment for me, and just it was a really nice moment for the brand as well.
It's such a wholesome brand, I've always found personally, and it's become a hit, as you said, around the world. Really, it's reaching all types of Irish diaspora around the globe. Did you always have a global audience in mind, or was that a happy surprise along the way after you launched it?
I suppose a bit of a mix. I mean, starting off the brand, like, you'd always kind of, I won't say haters, but you'd always get people telling you that, like, oh, that'll be great for like tourists or maybe people traveling abroad. And no one really told me that, like, and I kind of was stuck with that mindset that, like, okay, no one in Ireland is actually going to buy this jewellery. But after realizing how patriotic Irish people are, it kind of did kick off from a very early stage within Ireland. And then obviously word of mouth has helped us so much to grow into the foreign markets as well.
You started this business while you were in college, which absolutely fascinates me on a personal level, can I just say? Because when I was in college, I mean, I was trying to keep plenty of things going, but I cannot imagine finding a whole business during that time. What was it like balancing the stress of college and then running the business on the side?
Absolutely mental. And to be honest, I've a bit of a crazy trait in me that I love multitasking. I have to be doing 10 things at once, or else I'm never satisfied. So when I actually started the brand, it was after spending a summer abroad. I literally came home for about a week to 10 days before I was going on Erasmus. So during that week to 10 days, I had to figure out, right, I had the product, I had to make the website, figure out how I was going to post these, and then eventually train my mom and my sister in on how to post the orders if any actually came in. So thankfully, they did start coming in when I was on Erasmus. Then I was home again at Christmas time, of course. Then I had my 8 months co-op as part of my business degree. So effectively, for the first year of the business, I was living fully abroad, which is actually mad to look back on. And then when I came home, I had my final year of college, which was obviously a really stressful period, but I was also working part-time jobs because I obviously wasn't making enough money to go full time with the business or anything like that. So yeah, to say the least, it was absolutely mental, the first 2 years of business before I went full time after college.
Entrepreneurship is something that I know a lot of people would like to do, and we see a lot of it nowadays through social media, and you're someone who has come out the other side of that on a success, because I know there can be challenges along the way. Obviously, things are going well for you, which is great, but what was, I suppose, the biggest obstacle you came across when starting your brand?
That's a great question. And I've been asked that question so many times, like what's the biggest challenge or the biggest mistake or the biggest learning curve? And to be honest, there isn't. And like a lot of people, before they get into the entrepreneurship, they look for like the secret or what's the secret sauce or like what did you do to help you get your brand here? Like there is no secret and there is no huge learnings. In my experience, they're all just really, really small little things that you learn just from trying and being consistent and trial and error. Like before I even started a brand, I would have had no idea how to make a website, how to post a TikTok, how to promote a brand online. Like I really didn't have a clue, and there was no real big turning point. It was just literally trial and error, asking the right people the right questions, asking my friends and family for support and feedback, and that's literally how I've grew the brand to where I am today.
How has social media been beneficial to you? I know you've just popped up on TikTok a lot for me recently because I think you've joined TikTok Shop. So how has that helped you scale the business?
Absolutely essential for Fear's growth. It's exactly how we started. So we would have done everything organic for the first 7 to 8 months. It's almost like free marketing, organic socials. So we would have been posting consistently every single day or every single couple of days on Instagram and TikTok. And then we would have built up a small base of following. And then we were decided to start paid advertising. So obviously very difficult at start, didn't have a clue what I was doing, probably was losing money at the start as well. But thankfully we have an incredible marketing agency now. They're based down in Cork, who help us run all of our social media ads across TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Google, and Snapchat. So yeah, social media has been absolutely huge for us. And I suppose it's probably one of the most important things for an e-commerce business to like build a community online. Because obviously we don't have a physical store, so social media is our online community, in one sense.
Have you any plans in the pipeline or pop-up shops or anything like that that you might be able to give me a sneaky teaser of?
Of course, I actually can. So we've been very fortunate to do so many different pop-up events and shops, both in all the colleges around Ireland and in the Crescent Shopping Centre in Limerick. And I can delightfully share today that we will be back in the Crescent Shopping Centre on the 27th of June, so 10 days' time, which we're really, really looking forward to. Preparation is well underway now behind the scenes for that one.
Sign me up, I'll be there. But before I let you go this evening, Sean, if you had a piece of advice for a budding entrepreneur that might be listening this evening, what would it be?
I would say just start and figure it out as you go. As I said earlier in the interview, like so many people are humming and hawing, oh, I might do this, I might do that, or I don't know if this will work. Every entrepreneur has that thought at the start, but every good entrepreneur actually starts. So that would be my advice. And when you do start, be consistent and make sure it's something that you are genuinely passionate about and something that you love, because once those stumbling blocks come, if you don't love it as much as you say you do, you'll fall short. So just pick something you really like and something that you're passionate about, and stay consistent with it. And don't be afraid to reach out for help. I could probably list off over 100 people that have helped me to this day since I've started the brand.
Thank you so much for all of that advice. Maybe I'll start a business, who knows? And now I take all of your advice, but thank you for hopping on the hub this evening. Sean Lennon there, who is the founder of Fear Jewellery.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.